5 and 5 Live. It's Tony Burke. We're here in my office just after the final question time of the week, although normally that is on a Thursday. Today it is on a Wednesday. And joining me here in the office is the Minister for Education, Jason Clare. Welcome.
G'day, Burkey. Good to be here, mate.
What do you think of the opening music?
Oh, I thought it was sensational, but I've got to say that because you played it.
You recognise the band straight away.
Well, I recognise the band. I recognise pure talent.
Well, and Jason is now our regular guest, and we can all look forward to him being here each week. Let's start on the 5 and 5 Live with the best. Did you prefer that to the opening riff?
Look, they were both equally exceptional, Tony.
Oh, come on. You've got to pick a side.
Well, the second one.
I'll
pick the second.
You like the happy music?
Yeah.
That's not really your taste.
Well, I'm a happy kind of guy. You know, I've always got a smile on my face.
Well, that might lead us. In fact, we might start there. People who are not often happy, and I guess what you're meant to do as a good person is try to find ways to make them happy. You set a really tough target this week in trying to get someone to smile.
Well, look. To be fair, mate, it takes more muscles in the face to smile than it does to frown, and that's a challenge for Peter Dutton. What was surprising in Parliament today is that I got in trouble for calling him Smiley.
Yeah, of all the things that I've... And Paul Fletcher was straight on his feet. You can't say that. Like, of all the things I've heard people have to withdraw before, or been an allegation that you had to withdraw, I've never heard that it's unparliamentary to accuse someone of being happy.
Well,
it's clearly off-brand for Dutton.
I think it's the kindest thing anybody's ever called him.
And I think we've got some of the audio of you a little bit earlier in the week. Can we just hear that now?
Are you smiling? Order. Are you smiling?
Order.
You're smiling.
Order.
I've never seen you so happy.
The order. The minister will.
Come on.
The minister
smile
will return.
A bit more.
The minister
smile
will return to the
more.
Question. The minister will return to the question, and the leader of the opposition will pause.
Now he's angry.
Order.
Like a try-hard Tony Abbott, all the anger without the
order.
Onion.
No,
all the anger without the onion. Where did that come from? That was fantastic.
Well, I saw him smile, and I thought, look, it's rarer to see that than finding a Tasmanian devil in the wild. And I thought, I've got to catch this moment. Expose the smile. He says he wants to smile more often. If we find it, we've got to showcase it. But it
You're
lasted.
There showing the love.
Well, I was trying to be nice, but it lasted, you know, all of about 5 seconds, and then the snarl came back, and it reminded me of Tony Abbott, all the anger without the onion.
Hey, look, there's something that is about to happen. So for people listening, we're gonna drop the audio in for this, because we're straight after question time, but we're about three quarters of an hour away from one of the best things that will happen this week, which is Jodie Bellier's first speech.
Yeah, absolutely. Jodie, you know, Jodie's... So it's Jodie's first speech in a couple of minutes. Varun Ghosh made his first speech in the Senate this week as well. Two incredible people who are, you know, filling the shoes of giants.
Yeah.
You know, in Varun's case, replacing Pat Dodson, the great Pat Dodson in the Senate. In Jodie's case... As much as we wish this wasn't the case. Our dear friend Peter Murphy died last year, and she was successful in winning the seat of Dunkley a couple of weeks ago. Both of those people have big shoes to fill, but they are both going to be extraordinary members of Parliament, and we'll witness that in a couple of minutes' time.
Well, that's for the you listening now. You're actually a bit ahead of us, so we'll have a listen to each of those speeches now.
This country welcomed the Nagarajan Ghosh family with the spirit of generosity that defines Australia and Australians. This generosity is a source of my heartfelt optimism for the future of our nation.
G'day. I am Jodie Bellier, and if you haven't already heard, I am a mum from Frankston with a husband, a son, two dogs and a mortgage. I'm going to tell you what it means to be a mum from Frankston and what a mum from Frankston who's Frankston tough can do. Because there are a lot of women and men out there like me.
There's been a bit of talk about manufacturing this week as well.
Well, the Nats have manufactured a bit of honesty this week. You don't often get it, but Bridget McKenzie put out a tweet where she admitted that they shut down the car industry. You know, we all remember this in the...
Have you got the language of what she actually put
well,
in
this
in
is
that
the,
tweet?
So this is the tweet. It says that the changes mooted by Labor's policy are the most significant changes to our auto and motoring industry since we shut down manufacturing.
Outbreak of honesty.
Yeah, yes. Well, something's in the water here. People are smiling and National Party's telling the truth.
Well, something that's always located not in the water but near the water is nuclear reactors.
True.
And the PM had, well, there. I've had trouble picking which bits we'll do because there was
well,
some...
play them all, Berkey.
I reckon what the PM said today where he was comparing nuclear reactors. Well, the question referred to the opposition to our opposition to nuclear power being used in Australia and invited the Prime Minister to compare and contrast. And here's what he did.
One is risky, expensive, divisive and toxic. The other is a nuclear reactor.
No wonder the bloke wouldn't smile.
Well, maybe that's why he's picked nuclear energy as his signature policy. It's the only thing more toxic than he is. You know, you got seriously members of his own side who are going out of their way to say, we don't want Peter in the electorate and we don't want a power station there either. And, you know, it's not just about where the power station is, it's how much it costs. The fact is, this is the most expensive form of energy. If you're serious about wanting to make sure that we transition, you know, away from fossil fuels, then if you're serious about wanting to make sure that you've got the lowest cost energy possible, then it's got to be renewables. This seems to be a bizarre approach by Peter Dutton.
Let's leave the best for a bit and have time to listen to the worst. So I reckon that one's just a bit grungier, got a bit more oomph to it. But I don't know what you like. What do you think? A Pearl Jam fan, you've seen bands that have tried to be similar to mine.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know, when I was talking to Eddie Vedder, he said, if only I could be like Tony Burke. People dream. You know, Pearl Jam, Nirvana-esque, bit of Soundgarden in there too, brother.
Okay. Let's just on the worst. First of all, Catherine King, she did this on Tuesday where she went through some pretty extraordinary stats. I knew that there were very few women in the opposition at the moment. I hadn't realised that the Liberal Party had the lowest number of Liberal women in their parliamentary ranks since 1993.
So when women are not in the room, these decisions don't get made. And we had Senator Hume in her review of the Liberals' 2022 election campaign. She found that the Liberal Party has the lowest number of Liberal women in their parliamentary ranks since 1993. Yet when faced with the opportunity to do something about this, to pre-select a woman in the seat of Goldstein, currently held by a very strong and accomplished woman, guess what? They went for the same bloke who lost the seat last time. In South Australia, when given the choice between a female shadow cabinet member and a far-right conspiracy theorist, what do? They choose the conspiracy theorist.
It's not an unfair characterisation, I've got to say. Chris Bowen's had a great week. That for both Chris and Catherine have carriage of the vehicle emissions standards, and there was some great moments where the opposition were wanting to talk about Toyota, and Chris came back with quotes from the CEO of Toyota, who was saying those arguments are wrong. So yeah, who do you believe, right. Peter Dutton, CEO about Toyota? Who's going to know more about Toyota?
Yeah, it kind of ruins your scare campaign when you're saying this is going to be bad for Toyota, and Toyota's there back on the policy.
That's right. But Chris also got stuck into the nuclear policy.
He did. He did. I think he mentioned about a dozen members of the opposition, all of whom have said, yeah, nuclear is a great idea, just not in my backyard, please.
Let's have a listen.
And we've seen today 12 local members of great conviction say they fully support nuclear policy as long as it's not in their electorates, Mr Speaker. And I won't go through them all. The member for Hinkler said he had an interesting reason. I have some technical restrictions that would make it unlikely. I don't have a power station, I don't have the infrastructure, and we have earthquakes. But my favourite was the member for Menzies who said, no reasonable person would suggest putting them right where people live. Now, Mr Speaker, so we're narrowing it down. It's going to be an electorate. It's going to be six electorates with a power station, infrastructure, no earthquakes and no people, Mr Speaker. Now, I know there's a redistribution coming, but I doubt it's going to produce six electorates with nobody living in them, Mr Speaker. That would be an unusual result for a redistribution. The sooner we get some detail from the opposition, the sooner their policy will fall apart.
Chris is really fast with the interjections. I don't know if you were there early enough before question time today, but Ted O'Brien, the shadow for energy, was...
Fallout Boy, is that who that is?
Well, he was making reference to Elton John songs, and Chris just straight off the top just calls out, "Goodbye, Yellow Cake Road." he was there straight away, which probably leads us to the song of the week to round it off. What song have you got to characterise the week?
Oh, mate, there is only one song to characterise.
Well, there's
going
to be two. I'm going to have a go too.
Well,
I'll be wrong. Yep, okay,
there's going to be one that's better than the other, right? And that is "Smile" by Pearl Jam.
I've got no chance of competing, but I'll go "Smile Like You Mean It," The Killers. Hey, thanks everybody for listening. Next time we come back, it will be for Budget Week. And by now, you've probably heard it pretty clearly. The budget and the agenda that we're trying to deliver here is all about making sure that people earn more, keep more of what they earn. And we are against an opposition that wants people to work longer for less. Thanks for listening. Please tell people about the podcast. Please share it around. And Jason, absolute pleasure to have you here in the office straight after question time for the conversation.
Thanks, mate. I've had a ball.
Okay. See you again. Thanks, everyone.